This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOCDALI. So the weekend's coming up. And what do you guys like to do on the weekend? No, you don't. Everybody says party. Do you guys really party? I'm going to party. You know, like the 80s. What was that? That was Beastie Boys. Party. No, you don't. Please. I see the way you guys party. Honestly. Okay, and maybe it's because a lot of us are, you know, a little older. But even in college, you know, my friends would act like they were real party animals and headbangers and just, you know, and no, they didn't. I think people lie. I think they fabricate. I think they want it to look like it is in the movies. But the average party is kind of boring. Am I odd in saying that? I've gone to a lot of parties. And I have a good time. But it is boring compared to what you would see on TV. And a lot more boring to an episode of Game of Thrones. Which is why older individuals start to go to less parties. Now, when I get invited to a party, ooh, I'm excited. I am excited. And then I want to know, well, who's going to be there? So, I actually have a party. I have two events. I'm emceeing at Temple Bishalom's gala, so I'm emceeing. But then, and this party I'm ecstatic about, I heard that there's a surprise party, which I kind of found out about, from a bunch of the medical students I taught. And a whole bunch of them, I guess, got this hall, and they're throwing me a party. So hell yeah, I'm going to that one. I'm going to that one. But again, I mean, no headbanging. No rock out, no beer bongs, nothing like that. All right, but I'm sure there's going to be beer, because it's going to be at the Hofbräu House, so that's pretty, very exciting. So I'm really, really excited about that. Very, very cool. My students are so awesome. They're just so loyal, so loyal. I love these guys. They're my baby doctors. Can't, you know, imagine life without them. They're amazing. So pretty, pretty cool to throw me a party. I'll let you guys know how that goes. But, you know, the idea of, oh, you know, yeah, we're going to party. No, this weekend. No, you're not going to party. But the reason why I bring this up is many people start to self-doubt that they're living life. They start to feel like they're getting older and they're losing out on life because they're not partying. And I'll ask them, I'll be like, well, what are you missing? Well, you know, I'm not going crazy, and I'm not dancing, and I'm not laughing, and guys aren't coming up to me, or girls aren't coming up to me, and I'm like, well, no, okay, that's TV. Okay, that's in the movies. What happens when you go to a party? Yeah, you know, well, you know, I go there, and, you know, there's food, so I eat, and then, you know, there's some people to talk to, and then there's other people you talk to, and the music's loud, and, you know, if there's nobody to talk to, I leave. That's kind of how a lot of parties are. I remember school dances. You know, in the 80s, school dances were really, really big. You know, like you would see how school dances were, you know, glorified in certain movies. But John Hughes, who would, you know, do a lot of the, like, Sistine Candles, movies like that, I mean, he made the dances look as realistic as possible. The music's playing in the background. You got some people slow dancing, but the rest of us that didn't have anyone to slow dance with are just kind of standing there getting into trouble. Somebody spiking the punch. That did happen. People would. Or they would take the punch and spike it themselves rather than spike the whole bowl. All right? You know, and people, you know, hitting on people a lot of times. Like prom. Prom, you would only go to the dance for like 2 minutes. You didn't really hang out at prom. And so, you know, before you guys look at, well, you know, we're coming up on the weekend and, all my other friends have big things to do and big events to do. And I mean, I do have a busy weekend. I'm really excited about it. You know, but this idea of, well, I'm not living life if I'm not, you know, invited to parties and I'm not, it's just not real. And so for those of you going, well, gosh, you know, I kind of watch a lot of Netflix. You know, I kind of just want to stay home with my spouse and my kids, and I kind of want to be a hermit. That's not that bad. On one respect, you do have to have friends because, you know, just in case, you know, you need to borrow money. So it is, you know, you do have to be social a little bit. And it's funny because I know exactly who I'm going to borrow money from. I have a list of people, and they know that I'm going to come to them for money. I also have a list of people who are going to be my medical proxies. You know, if I, God forbid, can't make medical decisions about me, and my husband, even though he's a chiropractor, you know, wants some advice, I got a list of them. And, oh, I'm nice to them, you know, because, again, they're going to be the ones deciding to pull the plug. I'm also nice to the ones who I'm going to need to, you know, have, you know, check in on my mom later. Yeah, you got to keep those friends. So I have lists, you know, and family members too. You know, we do this with, there's some family members you just don't ever want to see again. And you're like, how are we related? But then there's other family members going, oh gosh, they're the ones I'm going to need, right? You know, to come to the funeral. And so you're like, all right, I'll be nice to them. And am I being too honest? Sorry. But we think like this. So be very, very careful hermitizing, you know, and just locking yourself up with Netflix. And I get it. Netflix can be a lot more fascinating than a party. But don't judge the lack of success of a party if you're not banging your head and causing a self-induced concussion. That's not what a real party be. A party is you go in a place, there being food. Yeah, don't invite me to a party and there's no food. Okay, that's a problem. But there's food, there's drink, and the food is, you know, sort of brown over because it's outside for 2-3 hours, right? There's people, there's music, and you get to talk to people that you usually don't talk to, and you get to see them in person. That's a party. And if you do that, and you leave 5-10 minutes later, you have gone to a successful event. Now, one day we need to talk about how to throw a party. I know how to throw parties, right? And it involves a bar. It involves a very well-stocked bar. Because I can't cook. The food's usually not that good at my parties. 1-877-DOCTELLY. Don't go away.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. and you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Doc Dolly, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, so you guys have heard of these challenges, these teen challenges. I think we talked about the condom challenge, the boiling water challenge. We'll go back and talk about those. I don't know what these kids are doing, but over the last few days, a bunch of us parents have been kind of freaking out about the 48-hour challenge. Now, some of you are thinking, oh, 48-hour challenge. It probably has to do with no carbs. No, it doesn't. No, this isn't a carb challenge. From what I understand, and I thought it was fake at first. A lot of us thought it was fake, but, you know, because these challenges come out and everybody talks about them and the news gets them and people are all excited. We thought it was fake, but apparently it's not. Where kids fake being abducted. And while they're missing, people are liking and sharing a scared, frantic family member's social media post. you get, like, certain points for however many likes you get. So if little Jimmy goes missing versus little Mary, if Mary's frantic family postings get more likes than Jimmy's, she wins. Now, when I heard this, I'm like, okay, this is just absolutely fake. Where did the kids go? Well, apparently, police, you know, they're taking it seriously, and they have to, because apparently two teens went missing. Two Houston sixth graders had gone missing. Parents scared out of their mind. Mary Tran Lee, 13 years old. Tiani Granchep, 12 years old. Apparently, they left their homes on Thursday, never made it back to class. The Daily Beast reported that the mom, Diana Gomez, of Tiani, said they were talking about the challenge the other day. She goes, I just want to find my daughter, and I hope she is just hiding and not in danger. So now you have parents praying that the kids are doing this challenge and they're not actually missing, even though it's still full court press and you still have, you know, police are still frantically searching. Well, good news. We just found out that both girls were found safe. Apparently, they're best friends. They went missing. Apparently, Mary Tran Lee and Tiani Granja were spotted by a woman in Houston late on Thursday who recognized them from all the news coverage. And she convinced the children to get into her car, and then the woman dropped the girls off at one of their homes at or around 9 p.m. Okay, that's kind of tricky there, too. If you find missing children, you don't want to be the one to be found with them in your car. But, again, she protected them. I mean, you got two young girls that are out there at night. What I would have done is I would have called the police from my car. Luckily, we now have cell phones to do that. And I would, you know, have the girls, you know, just stand by the car and say, look, I found these girls, but I don't know if I would have them in my car unless, of course, we're in a dangerous area. Or what I would do is I would call the police. I'd call 911 and say, look, should I drive them anywhere? I'm here. You know, where should we go? You know, so at least I have some, you know, protection. So the girls had gone missing on Tuesday. I'm sorry. They had gone missing on Tuesday, not Thursday. They had gone missing on Tuesday and then found 2 days later. Now, the girls never boarded the school bus. So they thought maybe what they were doing is just screwing around with this challenge. Now, we don't know. We still don't know what's going on. Right now, all we know is the girls' cell phones had been turned off. So it wasn't that they ran out of battery. You know, they're apparently the school protocols to call the parents when children don't show up for school in the morning. So that's it, Tuesday morning. So the parents knew about it within an hour. And then a friend of the girls approached administrators and handed them a note that said that the friends had been abducted. Now, that's odd, which means they might have gotten this other girl involved to say, okay, well, they're gone, and so you then tell the school that they were abducted, which is kind of a little, you know, again, they're sixth graders. They should be smarter than this. How does a classmate in art or English class know you were abducted, right? And why would that kid get the note and not the parent from the person who abducted? So, you know, yeah. All right, so it's sounding more and more like they decided to run away or leave or maybe be a part of this challenge. Now, I am always fearful of the boy who cried wolf. If this stupid stuff goes viral, where kids want to see what happens on social media when they're gone. And you're probably thinking, God, how could these kids do this to their parents? The average teen doesn't really like the parents. I'll show them. You know, they take me for granted. They, you know, let them suffer. Let them appreciate me more. I thought of running away a lot when I was a teenager. I couldn't stand my parents. You know, they always say, well, if you don't like the rules, move out. I'm like, I'm ready to move out now. I will support myself. I will move out now. I don't want your food. I'll starve. Let me move out. I mean, I just really didn't like them. I didn't like the rules. I didn't like, you know, And again, they were very, very strict, and I get it, because we had family members who were raped, and I get it. So they didn't want me, you know, dressing, you know, you know, very flatteringly. You know, there was a lot of things they didn't want me to do. They, to make me as, you know, unattractive, and I get it now. I didn't get it back then, but I get it. They were scared, and they didn't want me, you know, gang raped like family members of mine were, so I get it. Even though I ended up getting raped anyway later, it wasn't because of that. They did their best. They did the best they could. But I couldn't, I did not want to live at home. And so if somebody said, you know, oh, you know, parents are going to feel really bad for a couple days, that wouldn't thwart a child who's really mad at their parents any. You know, oh, yeah, but the kids at school are all going to be worried. Oh, good. Kids at school bully me. Let them. So this could be very attractive to an average teenager or, you know, younger teen, middle schooler. But the idea of, well, these kids are missing. Maybe they're doing this challenge. What do you do as a parent? If my kids go missing for an hour, I'm already thinking the worst. Now, again, you know, having been an ER doc, I mean, you do. You know, I'm like, all right, I'm going to, you know, drive the streets. I'm going to find out where their path was. I'm going to look at it. Because I'm their mama. If they need help, they're going to need their mama. You know, when you watch, like, Saving Private Ryan or a lot of these, you know, these war movies, or I just saw the one with Pete Jackson, you know, going back to the World War I footage. You know, a lot of these soldiers called for their mom. Doesn't matter how old you are. You know, and I'm like, I'm mama. My baby needs me. They may not act like they need their mama because they're all off and they have maybe a new wife or whatever, but they still want their mama. So, moms are going to go crazy. Now, luckily, police won't do the boy who cried wolf thing, but look how already overextended and strapped they are. So now if kids start going missing and they're running on hiding, they have to take everyone seriously, especially with all the child abductions and the sex trafficking and all the stuff going on right now. This is one of the stupidest challenges yet. We've had some stupid challenges. I mean, look at some of the challenges we've had. Okay. We had the boiling water challenge. Kids drink boiling water from a straw or have it poured all over their body. That was one challenge. Don't ask. Then the fire challenge. That's where you pour rubbing alcohol on your body, then set yourself on fire. Then a video records the victim running into a tub or shower to wash it off. Then, 12-year-old girl from Detroit actually got about 50% of her body burned off on that one. Another 12-year-old boy did it as well and didn't really recover very well. Then you have the choking challenge, where you suffocate yourselves to get that feeling of being asphyxiated. Then you have the Tide Pod challenge, which was really stupid, where you stick Tide Pods in your mouth, hoping they won't burst, and then they do. The cinnamon challenge is where you would inhale kitchen spice and then cough till you puke. And then the condom challenge offered two options. One is sticking a condom in your nose. The other is dropping a condom filled with water on your friend's face. So people are snorting condoms. I just don't get this. They're either snorting condoms, they're dropping condoms on their head, they're lighting themselves on fire, they're drinking boiling water, and now they're faking an abduction. That's a problem. I'm not really sure what the answer is, but I think these kids really, really start to... We talked about partying and how we have a barometer of how we think a party is successful. Their barometer of a successful teenage life is a lot of times based on Facebook likes. And that's why they're drawn to doing these stupid things. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Vice President Mike Pence with a promise to the CPAC crowd near Washington, D.C.
We've been working to remove dangerous criminals from our streets in record numbers, enforcing our immigration laws and working to secure our border. And we've already started to build that wall. And I'll make you a promise. Before we're done, we're going to build it all.
Investigators in Florida are trying to figure out what led to a shooting at a West Palm Beach VA hospital. Former VA employee and current patient Elisa Darcy tells WPTV she's had concerns about the hospital and safety for a long time.
I think security measures need to be implemented. I think more mental health staff needs to be provided after hours.
A 59-year-old double amputee vet is accused of opening fire at the hospital. This is USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Maybe, maybe you'll swim back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty. Maybe,
we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. So, I'm sure many of you, have heard about the shooting. A 59-year-old U.S. Army veteran in a wheelchair shot and wounded a doctor Wednesday night before a mental health evaluation at the U.S. Department of Veteran Affairs Hospital in Riviera Beach, Florida. This is being reported by USA Today. The man, according to the FBI, was then subdued by the injured doctor before he could injure anyone else. They say the doctor's actions are being hailed as heroic. That's phenomenal. Just wow. FBI officials said Larry Ray Bond of Michigan arrived at the West Palm Beach VA Medical Center that morning and was combative for hours. Now, Bond is a double amputee who uses a wheelchair. They said he was about to undergo the evaluation that evening when he pulled out the gun and he shot the doctor in the neck. Assistant Special Agent in Charge Justin Fleck said the injured doctor subdued Bond, who's also accused of shooting at other patients and staff. Bond has been taken into custody. It was very brave, Fleck said, of the doctor's actions. He's doing well and he did a heroic thing today. Another employee was grazed by a bullet. VA spokeswoman Mary Kay Runnan said the doctor was treated and released. So shot in the neck and already treated and released. But I don't think they're reporting his identity. So, okay. We have an Army veteran. There's so much wrong with this story. I mean, it went, I guess, as good as it can in such a tragedy, but there's so much wrong, okay? So, one is we have the unfortunate, you know, very common scenario of a very brutally injured veteran who suffers from mental health and isn't properly treated. So the big question that arises is, how did it get this far? Also, the unfortunate event that he's a double amputee. All right? They come back home, and they don't have the body they have. They don't have the life they have. And we fail them. As Americans, we fail our veterans time and time again. To the point where now he has mental illness and severe mental illness. From what we understand, he was screaming about cigarettes. And, but actually, here's a clarification. They said the amputation of his legs was not related to his brief military service in the 70s. But he was admitted to the hospital for treatment under Florida's Baker Act, which the law allows a person to be briefly and voluntarily hospitalized if he's considered mentally unstable or a danger to himself and others. So at about 6:30 p.m., the two doctors were working at emergency room desks when a colleague screamed that someone had a gun. Three shots were fired. A doctor, as known as BG, alerted everyone in the emergency room that there was an active shooter situation, and he distracted him and told him there were cigarettes behind him, and he rushed to take the gun away. And then the doctor and Bond struggled over the weapon. They say one bullet grazed the doctor's left ear, entered his neck, and exited near the base of his skull. Despite the injury, he was still able to wrestle the gun free, hand it to another physician, a woman who they identified as EA. She was backed against a wall as Bond, who had apparently fallen off his scooter, crawled toward her. This is so frightening. The physician held the gun up, out of his reach, and shielded herself with a chair. To keep the gun from Bond, she threw it back to the wounded doctor, and when it fell to the ground, he gave it to the nurse. Meanwhile, remember, the other doctor shot in the neck. Bond, this is being reported by Sun Centennial. Bond tried to attack the physician, and a patient came to her aid. They used a chair to pin Bond against a wall until police arrived and took him into custody. Also, there should be police on staff at hospitals and security guards. So, one is, again, whether the veteran was injured on duty or not, you know, brief service, even a day of service, could unfortunately put them in a state where they, you know, can't recover or they're traumatized. And so, unfortunately, like I said, again, you know, we do fail our veterans. But we fail our hospital staff, and we fail our doctors and our nurses and our medical staff. We have targets throughout this whole entire country. Just like we talked about the Ebola center that got targeted a couple days ago by insurgents. Apparently medical centers are very easy targets for people that want to do bad things. And they don't think that the average doctor or nurse is caring. And I believe in Florida, they're not allowed to carry. Yet in other states, we can have concealed carry. It's just you might not be able to, based on your job, have a weapon. So, you know, you may have a concealed carry permit, but if you work in a place where you're not allowed to carry, you're not allowed to have a weapon. And so I've known of some doctors that just carry anyway, right? And, I mean, it's really super concealed, which they're not allowed to do, but they do. You know, or they go, okay, well, then fine, I'll leave my weapon at home. And so if people are aware or unaware, you know, and they decide to go berserk, you know, in a place where you have patients that are hooked up to IVs and lying in beds and nurses that are trying to care for patients. Unfortunately, the situation is really perilous. Where's the protection? Now, most ERs I worked at, there were still guards. You know, we didn't necessarily have police there unless they brought in, you know, a patient. But we would have guards, and they would be armed. But ERs are kind of big and convoluted. And so if somebody starts to shoot in room 13, let's say, again, and the security guard is at the door, the entrance, that's a problem. So a lot of damage could still get done. And I can't tell you how many cases I've heard of doctors getting shot. Just in Vegas alone, one didn't make it. One did get shot in the neck. It blows my mind when people get shot in the neck and they live. Yeah, he was a friend of mine. He got shot in the neck. You know, people looking at, well, you know, gosh, what profession do I want to go to? Do I want to dedicate my life to patient care? Dedicating one's life to patient care is really unselfish. But to think that you're going to be, you know, prime for, prime target for, you know, abuse, for violence, and you are. I mean, I've had, when I was in the ER, man, people would start swinging at you. And again, you call security over. You know, and you could sedate them and things like that. But people go after their medical providers. They go after the nurse. They go after the doctors. They don't like us. We're trying to help them. They don't like us. And being combative now is getting worse as you give them Narcan to reverse their opioid overdose. They paid a lot of money for that high, and you're reversing it. They get mad, especially coming out of something like that. And many people, they just don't know what they're doing. Remember, we're animals. And we hold the animalistic tendency back. We hold it back to live in society. Otherwise, we'd be having sex all the time. We'd be eating. We'd be punching. We'd be, you know, no. We've learned, no, you control it. And society has made things very easy for us. So we don't die of starvation and hunger and things like that in America. So, you know, we don't have to go to our animalistic tendencies. But our default is animal. So when somebody has severe mental illness or when somebody is very sick, they go to their default. And all the controls and all the brakes that we have drop. And that's why we have the violence. That's why we have the shooting. That's why we, you know, that's why we have the people that go crazy. You know, some people are like, I don't want to hold back anymore. We've evolved. We've evolved to the point where, you know, we're not really big fighters, but we're still animals at our core. So, you know, all hospitals, schools, teachers dedicate their lives to educating children. Well, they know their targets. Every day, these teachers know that at any point, they're going to have to throw themselves, and they would gladly do it and willingly do it, throw themselves as a shield in front of these kids. Well, then we better up our security. I got to tell you, the biggest industry that's going to be hiring, the biggest industry is going to be security. Now, the problem is a lot of schools can't afford it. But that's, start a security company where you'll protect schools, you'll protect doctors, hospitals, make the price right. It'll be golden. 1-877-DOCTELLING.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800. 562-8800 and drive safe. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we're being told by the New York Times that Doctors Without Borders are starting to close Ebola centers in Congo. Why? Not because the Ebola crisis is over. Not because the epidemic is done. But because of these attacks. So two attacks on Ebola treatment centers in the Democratic Republic of Congo have forced the international aid group Doctors Without Borders to close the facilities. Outbreak is not under control by any means. In the first attack on Sunday night, unidentified assailants threw stones at a treatment center in Katwa in northeastern Congo, set fire to the structure. They destroyed much of the building, equipment, and patient wards, and the brother of a patient died. Although the circumstances are unclear as to what happened. Doctors Without Borders said its staff members were safe. Patients had been transferred to other facilities. but it called the attack a debilitating blow to efforts, obviously, to contain the outbreak. Apparently, 553 people, as we discussed yesterday, have been killed so far, numbers rising. It's the second worst Ebola epidemic in history after the crisis hit 11,300, caused 11,300 people to die between 2014 and 2016. Now, 3 days later, there was another attack in the night, this time at a nearby city of Butembo. The attackers set fire to the building, and then the next day, bullet holes were visible in the wall. Patients and medical staff luckily reported safe. 15 confirmed to have Ebola. Now, officials say they do not know what motivated the attacks. They said it looked like an organized group that wants to target treatment centers. Is that sick? But we talked about yesterday what some of the motives could be. Okay, you have a lot of distrust with outsiders. Some people think that they are spreading Ebola on purpose. And then some people, they just want to keep outsiders out. So they want to scare them as an intimidation tactic. You know, they don't want their city or their area, especially if there's this military coup, to get a lot of attention. And so Ebola won't go away, but you can make the, you know, French and the English and Australian and all the people running in to help, you can make them go away. Scare them by attacking their centers. So this community resistance is something that it keeps interfering with what we didn't have interfering with the last epidemic. And I've been asked, I go, you know, how did the last epidemic reach thousands? Well, we talked about patient zero, which was in the winter of 2013. They believe it was December. I think it was around Christmas time. And patient zero was a kid. Now, we don't know if that kid got bit by a bat. They say some bats may be able to carry the virus, or a monkey or something. We don't know how the kid got it. But the kid got it, and the mom took care of the kid, baby, you know, siblings took care of the kid, grandma. Then they all got sick. Then people buried him, and when they buried him and prepared the body for burial, then they got it. So they think that family was basically family zero, or the kid was ground zero when it came to this. But there might have been multiple ground zeros in a way. And in a lot of these villages, you don't really, you know, want to call the authorities when stuff happens. A lot of times you like to handle it in-house. You know, modern cities coming in and starting to square off, or they think, you know, you could be rounded up and, you know, taken from your family or killed or a whole variety of things. There's also superstitions. There's a whole variety of things at play where, you know, not a lot of people are going to be going, guys, come over here. So unfortunately, by the time it got figured out, it had already spread pretty vastly. But it still overall stayed contained within West Africa. Now, mind you, that's thousands and thousands of miles. But it didn't hit much of the outside world. There were a couple spread of cases in England, America, things like that, from people who went over to West Africa. But we contained it pretty damn well. And I know some people go, well, you know, Dr. Dahlia, we're only talking 500 people. You know, it's still nothing like the last epidemic. The last epidemic spanned over 2 years. Okay, we're right now in the 8-month area. And these are numbers that are reported. And now we have a situation where people are fleeing. Okay, if their treatment center, apparently, from what I understand, the treatment center that we talked about yesterday, 4 people fled. And they're still on the lookout for them. So 4 patients with active Ebola fled. I don't blame them. You're being shot at. Your facility is being set on fire. You run. But now they're running and hiding, and now they're out there. So now you have those 4 foci now possibly spreading Ebola. This is really difficult to contain. If they are able to contain it, it took an act of God. Because, people are not volunteering to go to these treatment centers now. So, Godspeed to those that are out there, those Doctors Without Borders and Red Cross and everybody that's out there helping, World Health Organization. I mean, God bless them, because that is some scary stuff. I couldn't imagine trying to save the world from a very deadly outbreak and you know, while being shot at. It's amazing. 1-877-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, so Listeria prompts a recall for green beans and butternut squash. I don't eat either of them, so I'm in the clear, but you guys may. Apparently, Southern Specialties, Inc. of Pompano Beach, Florida, announced a recall warning that Listeria monocytogenes bacteria, right, that we know can be very fatal, could cause miscarriages, infections in kids and elderly people, weakened immune systems could die from Listeria. Healthy people could still die, or they could get symptoms like high fever, headache, stiffness, nausea, abdominal pain, diarrhea. And we saw a real deadly Listeria outbreak years ago, I believe it was 2012, with cantaloupe. And the average person would say, well, I really don't go any cantaloupe. Yeah, but a lot of garnish on plates in restaurants have cantaloupe. And so even though now we believe that's safe, they figured out it was, you know, some quality assurance measures and some, you know, dirt and stuff at one of the facilities. Scary stuff that something like that could, you know, make it to your, you know, breakfast. You go to a breakfast place, make it to that you know, dish. So the company says it shipped the recall product to one retail distribution center, but most of the product has been retrieved. For those who really into butternut squash and green beans, check out the, I would probably do the FDA website, but they think stores in Alabama, Florida, Georgia, Kentucky, Mississippi, South Carolina, North Carolina, Virginia, and Tennessee were the only ones affected. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I don't know if you guys used to see 90210, but Luke Perry was one of my favorite actors in 90210, and apparently he suffered a massive stroke this week at his L.A. home. And we're being told it was the same day that the 90210 reboot was announced. Apparently, he was at his Sherman Oaks house, a $1.6 million home in Sherman Oaks. He's 52 years old, and he's currently under observation. He has been put in a medically induced, coma as well. And he was, I forget the name of his character on, but he played against Shannon Doherty and Ian Ziering, etc. And so we don't know what caused it. We don't know why, but unfortunately, strokes happen, and even at the young age of 52. He has two children. From what I understand, he's stable. But when we look at strokes, we don't realize how common they are. We always talk about heart attacks. Yeah, we just had, you know, in February, now that we're in March, but we had in February National Heart Month. And we do have Stroke Awareness Month, but it just doesn't get the media attention like hearts do because everyone's worried about a heart attack. Because, yeah, heart attacks are more common than strokes. But if you're at risk for a heart attack, there's a damn good chance you're at risk for a stroke. And I'm going to venture to say more of us have mini strokes than those of us that have heart attacks. We just don't get these mini strokes diagnosed. So we need to talk about stroke a lot more. We will this month. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Hello. I am looking for a special soul from the GCN audience to hire to come to East Ridge, Tennessee and take care of two peaceful, easygoing people, which are a sweet 95-year-old woman and her 60-year-old son. Terms would be free room and board, plus the use of all of our facilities here at home, in exchange for living with us and seeing to our needs. We must have someone that fits in well. We get along with most anybody and value those who like to do the same. We live in a suburb of the scenic city of Chattanooga, Tennessee. Please email Matt at peaceaboveall.net for additional information. Please include your informal resume stating your strengths and weaknesses and reasons you would make a dedicated caregiver. We would also offer to negotiate a nominal salary in addition to everything else. Again, please email M-A-T-T at peaceaboveall.net. Thanks for responding.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.